This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a famous special guest, Chris Peterson, founded Logrhythm, very cool company, and he is now the CEO of a radical company, RADICL. Yes, it's radical.com. Radical is a next-gen MSSP or SOC as a service for who, Chris?
Well, we like to serve companies that are high-value targets in the SMB segment. These are companies that nation-state threat actors are targeting, as well as very sophisticated cyber crime organizations, and who often are under-defended and, in some cases, bleeding data to our adversaries.
Now, after your successful exit with Logrhythm, there was some seed or grain of an idea here. What did you notice going on for the SMBs that are defense industrial base, and what drew you to start Radical?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. You know, one was the SolarWinds incident where this was post Logrhythm. I was quasi retired, and this incident came to light, and I realized there's a lot of work to be done in our space when there are some of the largest companies in the world that should be the most well-defended were blind to a compromise for 7 months. Microsoft, FireEye, Mandiant, Treasury are that deeply compromised and don't know for 7 months, you can only imagine how compromised other companies might be that don't have that same capability set. On top of that, I had a buddy who had a space company. And we were having, beers and drinks and hanging out. And he's like, hey, I keep getting, the NSA stopping by, FBI stopping by saying we are being actively targeted and companies like us are being actively targeted. And our data is being filtered out of the U.S. Into China and other nations where, our inventions are being stolen. And that does not sit well with me as a patriot. I've known that for a long time. It's why I started Logrhythm, 20 plus years ago. And so that kind of just got me off the couch and back in the fight.
That's great. Well, welcome back. This is exciting. This company, now you're offering military grade defense in depth protection for SMBs. What's the, right. How do you do it? And what's the size of the typical client size of a defense industrial based contractor that you'd like to help out with SOC as a service?
Yeah. I'll start by saying, the defense industrial base, that is really the heart of who we want to go protect, but we are protecting all SMBs, that are high value targets. We focus on companies between maybe 25 and 500 in size is kind of our sweet spot. We've got some smaller, some larger. These are companies that just, they lack what I refer to as a sophisticated harden, detect, respond, cyber operation. Harden, persistently, proactively hardening your IT infrastructure from attack as well as your people from attack. Detect, the ability to detect threats broadly across the IT environment, wherever they may arrive. And then the response side, the 24/7 monitoring and incident response to kill threats quickly when incidents have occurred. Those are hard things to do well, even for very large companies. And so what we have built is a platform that allows us to do that exceedingly well on behalf of our customers, where we become, through our virtual SOC, their security operations team.
And more than that, for example, you also help them comply with regulations like NIST SP800-171 or CMMC. And most of these small to medium-sized businesses, whether they're defense industrial base or they're critical infrastructure, they don't have the staff or the understanding. So can you explain how you help on compliance?
Yeah. Thanks for asking that. That's, compliance serves a very important purpose in our industry, driving that baseline standard of security capability. So what we do for our customers is we drive them to adherence with various frameworks, NIST 800-171, CMC being two of them. And by doing so, we ensure that the core blocking and tackling of cybersecurity is being done reasonably well. MFA is in place. Change control policies are in place. Assets are documented, things of that nature. There are aspects to those compliance standards, though, which are very hard to realize. And those are generally the harden, detect, respond operation set. And that's why we kind of coupled these things. Through compliance, we get our customers to a strong baseline. And then we take the really hard to do work off their plate and do it exceedingly well.
That's amazing. And I'm curious, have you found different areas, for example, you know, water filtration or water supply companies or energy companies or transportation? Are there different areas in critical infrastructure that are weaker than others, or are SMBs of that a certain size all have a soft underbelly just based on budget and staff?
Yeah, generally they all are underdefended because, you know, it is expensive to have a SOC capability. The technology you need to purchase and acquire, especially modern advanced technology, is cost prohibitive for most organizations at that scale. And the technology by itself does nothing unless you have threat hunters, security analysts, incident responders, security engineers to maintain all of that. So most of that is practically infeasible. And the result is most of them are vulnerable. If an employee gets phished and that account that system gets compromised, that account's going to get compromised, and that attacker is likely to be able to move laterally unnoticed in that environment. I tend to think that many companies are currently compromised in a segment. When we go in and we threat hunt, we find things. We find weaknesses. We find active threats in environments within our customers where they had no idea that they were there. An example is, an example is we had a customer that installed, was convinced by a Chinese supplier to install a remote management tool as part of a dialogue having with the CEO as they were working through just, you know, general discussions. Let me install this. I can help, you know, show what we do. That remote management tool got left behind, is now on the CEO's laptop, and provides it back to her in that environment. Wow. Had we not been threat hunting, that could have been in place, you know, for years.
Is SOC as a service also a form of continuous threat exposure management, would you say?
Well, absolutely. And that is part of what we're doing. We are, we are synthesizing, collecting information across our customer's environment, deploying our own bespoke detection analytics into that environment based upon, you know, our constantly evolving intelligence around threats. Intelligence that is, you know, vertical specific, and also just, you know, tactics that threats generally employ, so that we have broad defensive coverage from a detection perspective across our customer base.
I'm curious, does Radical on your platform, do you leverage AI to get one step ahead of the latest threat? And if so, how do you do that?
We are. So we ultimately see ourselves as an AI company and AI security company. I say we have a very pragmatic path to that. There's a lot of AI hype out there. Our strategy, I think, is a pragmatic and realistic one. But we are innovating in areas around how do we make our security analysts more effective and more productive every single day for our customers? How do we synthesize what we've seen in the past to make decisions around the current or the future? How do we use intelligence, to better understand and search across the information experience that we've gleaned across our customer base? Also, how do we leverage AI to better identify anomalies in the environment? Things that are harder to see today. Specifically, one of the key areas here is how do we improve the ability to see when an account or identity has become compromised and somebody's down in the environment impersonating somebody else, because that is always a step taken before data is extracted or a company is ransomed.
So really, identity management is part of the problem and access control. And a lot of these folks in SMBs, this is new to them. This is a whole new area. Do you deploy agents? Do you integrate with their Active Directory or whatever their solution is? How do you get rolling to help them manage this risk of identity impersonation and, of course, ultimately the theft of data?
Yeah, so for a customer, their experience is going to look, you know, first it's going to be, you know, we're going to onboard them very quickly. It starts with, we're going to roll out a best-in-breed EDR technology, you know, enterprise-grade EDR. That's going to lock their endpoints down, gives the visibility into the endpoints, and also the ability to deploy countermeasures through the endpoints. We're then going to integrate with O365 or Google Workspace, minimally, to bring that data set in. Now we can see who's logging in, what data is being accessed, where's data moving to, looking at email activity as well. And across then both of those and other sources, we're going to deploy analytics, looking for, for any indicator of intrusion or compromise or risk that then our VSOC monitors. When we see something, we're going to triage that. We're going to investigate it. If there is an incident, we're going to manage that on our customer's behalf. We're also going to get visibility into the vulnerabilities in their environment. And we're going to proactively reduce their vulnerabilities across time, teeing up remediations at a manageable pace that they can absorb with expert guidance, so that every week their aggregate vulnerable posture decreases. And then also, if there's a P1 vulnerability, something critical in nature, we will escalate that and drive that to rapid closure. And then lastly, we're going to drive their security awareness program, ensuring that their employee base has good personal cybersecurity hygiene and is also less vulnerable to things like phishing attacks.
Is this all one package? Is it carte blanche? Do you pick different features of Radical to deploy as an SMB, or is it just the SOC team? We get it all.
Yeah, so there's really two entry points. One is the compliance path, where you can start where you want us to drive your compliance operation and adherence for you. We call that managed compliance adherence. The other is the managed detection and response path, or MDR path. And so some companies will start with compliance only, or MDR for like endpoint and identity only, and then branch out from there. Where we want to get our customers to, though, is the full suite. Yeah, we want to get them to compliance, MDR for identity, endpoint and network, and then also managed security awareness and managed attack surface, which is the vulnerability side. At that point, we are running their harden, detect, and respond operation for them, and ensuring that they're adhering with their compliance mandate, which ensures that kind of baseline security is being well executed every single day as well.
Now, 80% of GDP comes from SMBs. A lot of people think it's the big companies, the Fortune 500, which makes them a target. So it seems to me that they need you more than ever. And I'm curious, what is the sweet spot on size of SMB that you feel it's a must have to get Radical?
Yeah, I think it's like 25 to 200 is really, it's really a sweet spot where we can immediately come in and add very, very rapid value. They typically haven't purchased, other technology or offerings where they might need to wait for a contract to expire, or it's more often kind of a green field for us, where we can come in quickly, fill gaps that currently exist, and begin to provide that hard to take respond operation very quickly.
Chris, I'm curious, is it up and running? Can I get Radical up and running in a day, a week? Is it a month? Does it really depend on my current state of hygiene and right, how messy things are?
I mean, it's days. So if we sign a contract, we typically have a kickoff call a week later, and the next day. So again, our platform, part of our platform is a workflow platform. So we just tee up tasks and work. And if we can do the work for our customers, we do the work. But if we need them to do something such as, here's how to go install the EDR endpoint, we tee that up. They typically have that rolled out in a couple of days. Here's how to go configure O365 and Google Workspace. That's done in maybe 30 minutes. We're running. So it's typically within days we're operational, and they have visibility now into their vulnerabilities, into anything that we're detecting, all the work that we're doing. That's a big thing for us is operational transparency. In my past, a lot of experience, I'd say, with legacy MSSPs, and that's one of the biggest complaints is customers don't know what they're doing, what value are they receiving. With Radical, you see everything we do. It's an open book. It's a customer. You log into the portal and you see exactly what we did with as much detail as you want. What hunts we did, what did we find, what were we looking for, all of the incidents, security awareness training, how many emails have been clicked, how many people have fallen prey to phishing. full transparency at an executive level and at a security leader level.
That's amazing. Chris, is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
I guess I would just share, look, you know, radical, you know, we care about this. You know, everybody in this company, you know, is a patriot, cares about securing American innovation, American national security, and American businesses. We take what we do very seriously, and we do our best to do it with care, craftsmanship, and to serve our customers as well as we possibly can. We stand by our mission, and we do our best to hold very high integrity towards it.
And the nation's intellectual property every day is at risk, and SMBs are the target. And the whole That's supply right. chain management thing is where nation states love to go after SMB. So, Chris, from founding Logarithm to founding Radical, I just want to thank you. This is a wonderful hot seat interview. Folks, Chris Peterson is the co-founder and CEO of an amazing company, RADICL. It's Radical. Get Radical. If you're in the defense industrial base, if you're in critical infrastructure, you're overworked, you're understaffed, you're out of compliance.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.